Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at our Friday home, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly, on Packer Avenue. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, your official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. It's Friday at 3, which means Elliott Shore Parks. This Elliott Shore
Will
Parks.
Will the music ever fade out?
There we go. I'd prefer a little longer than shorter, though.
Pause.
Elliott Shore Parks calling, brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars and trucks are sold cheap, cheap. Hey, Elliott.
Man, I'd prefer to hear my song if we're talking about preferences.
Nah.
Not over that song. That's a good, that's a good bump.
I don't know.
I do. I actually think we can do both on Fridays. You know, like, I don't want to miss that song, you know, and I also
that's
like Elliott's song.
Yeah.
Elliott, double duty for you today. How was your morning show shift? You did yesterday and today, right?
Yeah, I actually hosted 2 days in a row. I don't know if you guys would know what that's like, but man, I just took a nap. It's tiring.
Are you a little tired?
Yeah, a little tired. That's that's how I know I'm part of the morning show. You know, I did the show, then I took a nap.
It's a key
part of being part of that community.
Is it gonna be the first thing you bring up this weekend? How tired you are?
Absolutely.
So, Elliott. OTA is over. A couple of big takeaways from OTAs, if anything. Why don't you give it to us?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think that there would be a couple of big takeaways. One would be that, like, on defense, they definitely, obviously, at safety and corner, I don't think they are close to making a decision there. I think Keeley is the leader in the clubhouse right now, but I think Adoree Jackson is basically just waiting for Keeley to slip up, and I think Vic will be very willing to make that switch if Keeley does have, you know, a bad week of practice, maybe a bad showing in a preseason game. I think Adoree is right there, ready to take it. And then at safety, you know, they're really continuing to switch guys in and out. Being there on Tuesday, Sidney Brown did get the majority of first team reps, but I get the sense that they really view Makuba as like NFL ready. And you never know with a rookie until he gets out there. But he has 4 years of starting experience in college, which is, you know, somewhat rare, I would say, for a rookie drafted at this point. Normally those are later round picks if you're staying that late. So to be a second round pick and to have that much experience, I think that they are viewing him as a guy that could step in and do it. But I you know, there's still a lot of decisions to be made there.
You know,
yeah, I gotta see those guys put pads on and hit somebody.
Yeah.
Well,
for sure.
Especially with Makuba, because Makuba as an undersized safety, you know, I think they really like his football IQ. I think, you know, Vic had a lot to do with the pick. He thinks that he fits in this defense. But when you are one of the smallest safeties in the NFL, if you were to be a starter, then you got to show that with pads, you're not going to be a liability as a tackler.
Yeah.
Man, if it's Makuba and it's Ringo, it's just amazing that the defensive secondary would be Quinion Mitchell, second year, Cooper DeJean, second year, Drew McCuba, rookie. And then Kelee Ringo, third year, right? Yep.
But never played.
Yeah, I mean, just a really, really young defense, which is encouraging looking forward if all those guys do a good job. But, man, just like just incredibly young defense, especially in the secondary.
I remember being out at OTAs prior to last season, and, you know, obviously they're coming off the collapse. And frankly, Jalen didn't play as well in OTAs last year. But I remember the take, you know, being out at practice, just like, this is an ultra-talented team. Like, it's hard to ignore all the talent they have. And maybe now, like, I'm numb to it, but, you know, to kind of what you were saying, when I'm out at practice now and you look, and AJ and Devontae are practicing, to take that for what it's worth, but, like, they are a much more unproven team on defense than they were last year. Well, I don't think Josh Sweat was, like, an actual Pro Bowl player. You know, there is a difference between, like, we can talk about, yeah, Jalen Hunt and Nolan Smith have potential, but they're just not anywhere as proven on the defensive side of the ball now than they were this time last year. So you're right.
How did that work out?
Well, last year it worked out great.
Yeah.
But I'm saying last year they had a ton of talent. Like, it was very obvious when you watched them in practice in OTAs last year that they had a lot of talent. I'm saying this time around, when you look at the defense, like, there are more questions and more unproven players this year than they were last year. And that's just, we talk about it for months, like during the free agency and the combine, but when you're actually out on the field and you just like look at it, it is startling how many players they need to have like great years that they haven't had before.
Well, see, I look at it this way. I don't know if it's drastically different than it was last year. I mean, obviously Slay and CJ GJ are vets that aren't there, but Reed was coming off of his second year with, I don't know if anything spectacular was there about Reed. We didn't know what Quinyon was going to bring to the table. Avante Maddox was still our nickel because we didn't know what Cooper DeJean was going to do. And Zach Bond, he was basically a special teamer before he came here, and we had no idea what he was going to be. We thought Devin White was going to be one of the starters. We thought N'Kobe was going to get his first crack at being a starter, so we didn't have anything there. And Brandon was probably our most notable defensive end.
Well, Bryce Huff probably at that point.
I didn't like Bryce Huff last year when we brought him in here.
Yeah, so
we argued about him last year.
Right, and look,
yeah, right on
Devin
camera,
White.
Jocelyn. Yep, he's come right on camera. Yep.
Sounds like it's fun down there.
It's all good. It's all good.
I just think a difference is you're right. I mean, but while now we can look and say how we feel about it, like,
yeah,
Devin White had been a multi-year starter in the NFL. Bryce Huff had just come off a double-digit sack season. Josh Sweat, I think, made the Pro Bowl. Or I guess it was 2022.
No, not that year. That was 2 years ago.
Yeah, he had made the Pro Bowl. Like, Chauncey was back and had obviously started for a Super Bowl team. So I think that, you know, some of those moves did not work out, right? And maybe it's a good lesson that, like, what we perceive in the offseason doesn't always end up happening. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that when you look at this defense, like, you could argue five or six of the spots are unknown. That doesn't mean it won't be bad. And I'm high on Nolan Smith and Jalen Hunt. But, like, that is one thing that stands out from these two days of OTAs, is just how many questions are on the defense compared to this time last year.
Yeah.
And you think Jalen had a good OTA practices as well?
Yeah, so I think Jalen, you can really see the maturity in him as a quarterback. I compared it to Tom Brady, honestly. Like, I've watched Tom Brady practice twice against the Eagles. I remember, I think it was 2013 and 2015, maybe.
Standing
there with all the reporters, and everyone's like, wow, the ball never hits the ground. Look how he's completing every pass. That's what Jalen is now. Like, the ball just does not hit the ground.
Yep.
So, I think you can really see the maturity of him as a quarterback in practices compared to a few years ago.
Go ahead.
Hold on.
Yeah.
So Elliot is saying, Jalen looks like Tom Brady out there.
Yeah,
I love it.
Just what it is now.
Yeah.
He's just Tom Brady.
Yep.
I would love to know what Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson's OTA's practice stats are.
Yeah, probably horrible.
Yeah.
They probably don't know what they're doing out there.
Ball's probably on the ground every time they throw it.
Yeah, exactly. Not with Jalen.
So, in camp last year, I think it was – when they trade for Jahan Dotson, it was in August.
That was camp.
Yeah,
it was at the end
of training camp.
If there is one position you think the Eagles go and get somebody because they're short late in camp this year, they just look at everyone and they're like, we need one more. Where do you think that is?
I think it's cornerback. They can say they believe in Kelee, and I know Adoree. Adoree to me is like their failsafe that they feel he has a relatively high floor. But I think if they go through all of camp and they're just like not deciding Kiwi's the guy, I believe they stocked all these picks up with the plan of making a trade in training camp. I don't think it's like they have all these picks and maybe they'll make a trade. I believe they are keeping these picks in their back pocket, knowing that come like the third week of training camp or right at the end, they will make a trade for somebody. They want to give the young guys a chance, but they know they're probably going to have to make a move. So Adoree's on a one-year deal, and if it's not Kiwi, then you could really make the argument they need a long-term option there. And so I think cornerback is the most likely place.
Over edge.
I would say over edge. I mean, edge is a good one for sure. But I just think that, like, at edge, you at least have three guys. And, again, there's questions there. But Jalik, Nolan Smith, and Azeez Ojulari, I think, are three guys they, like, definitely want to see on the field a ton this year. I don't know if they, like, really want to see Kiwi on the field or want to see Adoree. I think they're intrigued by them. But I think that if you acquire an edge of substance, like, let's say you were to trade a third-round pick for somebody, like, you are taking away snaps from guys that you want to see play and develop, and I think that's different than it is at corner.
So, it'd be interesting. I got to look around the league, man, and see if there's a disgruntled corner or a disgruntled defensive end somewhere, because teams aren't going to trade you a starting end or a starting corner.
Well, Trey Hendrickson's the big one.
Yeah, so you might have to go get him. Yep. That's one I could think of.
Now, he's one you'd have to – you might have to pay him.
Yeah, you got to pay him.
Yep.
So one name I would look at, and there was speculation about this earlier in the offseason, and credit to Zach Berman for writing about this recently, but I think it's an interesting name. Trevon Walker from Jacksonville. Like, former number one overall pick. He's been really good. He's from Georgia. They picked up his fifth-year option, but they haven't given him a new contract yet. Jacksonville's in a weird place. Like, they do have a quarterback that, in theory, you would believe is, like, their guy and they want to try to win with. But they also have a new head coach, a new GM. Travis Hunter is like a rebuilding draft pick. He's not an instant impact guy. So you'd think that they would probably be interested in moving Trevon Walker.
He's not an instant impact guy.
Yeah. He's not. He's going to take a little while.
What is he?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
He's an instant impact. Well, he is.
He's a bust.
He's a role-playing receiver and corner that's going to like play a little bit of each.
You need to go back to sleep.
You are nuts, man.
He's been saying this the whole time. I give him credit.
That's why he won't let it go.
Yep.
Yeah, so I had to put it in.
Travis Hunter's a bust, but Ace Bailey isn't.
Well, Ace Bailey's a way better prospect than Travis Hunter is. I don't even think that's close.
You need to be studied.
Yeah, you really do. So, yeah. Elliot, next week people are going to get to start voting on their top 11 list, and then we'll reveal them the following week. I'm going to give you, we've been talking about top 11 today. I'm going to give you your top 11 from last year, and just any sort of thoughts from you looking at last year as you think about this year's. So last year,
I'm excited to hear this.
You had this is not like an owner. Like,
yeah, just relax. Take it down a notch. We're having some fun.
See how things have changed.
Yes, that's all.
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah.
Number 11 was Ranger Suarez. Number 10 was Kyle Schwarber. Okay. Number 9, Kevin Sullivan. Number 8, Tyrese Maxey. Number 7, Jalen Hurts.
Okay.
Number 6, Lane Johnson. Number 5, Devontae Smith. Number 4, A.J. Brown. Number 3, Zach Wheeler. Number 2, Bryce Harper. Number 1, Joel Embiid.
Wow.
And for what it's worth, here are the people who had Embiid number 1, by the way, besides me, of course. Dan Wilson had Embiid number 1. John Johnson had Embiid number 1.
Ooh.
What a group to be a part of.
Yeah, real basketball minds.
Devin Caney. Yeah. Paul Jolovitz.
Jolly had Embiid number 1.
Get him on the phone.
Yeah. Jolly. Brodes had Embiid number 1. And
Brodes
Angelina.
Worked here last year?
Yeah, Brodes worked here. So any thoughts about your top 11 last year? You know, just hearing anything, you're like, wow, I can't believe that, so on and so forth.
So I'd definitely take Kevin Sullivan out of it at this point. I don't think he's played enough where at the time it was intriguing. Now I don't think he's played enough. The Embiid thing is really, I would say, the only thing in there that I would disagree with. Like, obviously, Jalen's number 1 now, but at least I had him in my top 11. I would say the Joel Embiid thing, if you go off of resume, which I think is a little fair to include when making this, like, he still probably is in the top 11 because his resume is so much better than every other athlete besides Jalen in the city that he'd probably still have to be in there. But if you go off of just pure skill right now, then, of course, he's not. So, yeah, the Embiid one is interesting.
See, me, I'm going off for 365 days.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's just what you've done the last year.
Yep. Well, but here's where I would ask you, though, like, Bryce Harper, right? Like, Bryce has not had a great start to the season. He clearly is not, like, missed, like, the Bryce he normally is. So,
right.
I don't know. But also, I think when people rank Bryce, they probably would consider what he's done in the past.
And, sure, correct.
You know, sure. I'm just telling you how I'm doing my list.
Yeah, of course.
I agree. But I would guess, my guess is, because I'm probably going to do this, a lot of people will not consider Joel's resume, but will consider the resumes of other. Now, maybe that's because Joel is basically retired at this point, like, and I get that.
There we go.
But I do think that off of resume, you could probably, you know, give him a bit of a hat tip and put him at, like, 11.
Yeah, do the right thing.
So real quick, and we'll have plenty of time to argue with this, the last 365 days, you think Jalen should be above Saquon?
Yes, of course. And I, again, like, we'll do this, but, like, it's crazy to me. Imagine
it's 10 not.
Years ago,
it's said, not crazy.
Hold on,
would you stop?
Imagine 10 years ago I told you there was a 25-year-old quarterback that took them to 2 Super Bowls in 3 years.
We're talking about last year, within the last year.
No. See, you're not listening now. I'm saying imagine 10 years ago I told you there was a quarterback that did that, right? If that was the case, everybody would think he owns the city by, like, a country mile. Like, it would be not even debatable. The fact that it's controversial to put Jalen number one is crazy to me. He's the most important player on the most important team in the city, and they just won the Super Bowl. Like, why would he not?
That's fair.
Yeah, you are crazy. Yep, you're the crazy
one.
Where would you put him?
Well, don't ask him that yet.
Well, so mine is based off of talent, off of pure talent. So
okay,
we'll have to see. Have to see where he is. But he's not in my top five, so don't worry about that.
Wow, he's not in the top five? That's crazy.
Wow.
Well, it's based off talent.
You do realize when you talk about it's based off talent, he plays the hardest position in the city, like by far, right?
Yeah. And he plays it just fine.
Well, that's wrong, though. He doesn't.
I don't think it's wrong.
He didn't make the Pro Bowl last year.
He didn't make the Pro Bowl last year.
Yeah,
he didn't. You're right, but that was.
And he underthrew the dagger.
And he underthrew John Dotson to start the game. And he underthrew Saquon Barkley in the middle of the game.
Wow, pretty crazy how these were all catches in a Super Bowl win.
Yeah, well, luckily he plays with talented guys.
Do you want catches or do you want touchdowns?
Yeah.
I needed a Saquon touchdown.
Only a couple of them.
All right, Elliot, go to bed, brother. Big day for you.
Yes.
All right, there he is, Elliot Shore Parks.
We could do a top 11 of Elliot arguments.
Oh, we definitely. 11?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Are there 11?
I think we could find a way to 11.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, if Jack doing talent for his top 11, make sure. And y'all know I love Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber is super talented. I mean, he hit the ball far, but what else he do?
Walks a good amount.
Huh?
Walks a good amount, hitting well against lefties.
Oh, no, I just want to know. I'm just saying. Yeah. Be consistent.
Well, hold on. Hey, here's a little preview. Don't you worry. Jalen will be ahead of Schwarber.
All right. I'm just saying, I just want to talk about
he will?
Yeah, Jalen will be ahead of Schwarber.
Okay. I know.
Although one has an elite trait.
So, let me just put this out here real quick. Jack Fritz, I'm going to need you to sack up because I don't know if it's this little thing you got going on with Joe the camera that got you acting soft. First of all, like, we sit up here talking about, I want to extend this window to win. I don't want to be a Josh Allen. I want to hurt. I want to win the World Series. I don't care about no damn window and going there and going home. I don't want no participation. I don't want no blue ribbons. What color the ribbon is? Blue.
Wait,
I don't want that. Yeah. I want the trophy. I want to bring the trophy home. So whatever I got to do to bring the trophy home, that's
yeah,
what
but part
I
of part
do.
Of doing whatever you it takes to bring the trophy home is keeping the talent so that those guys come up and are part of the window to win the World Series.
But you don't know that if Bryce Harper, dude, the
Mets traded Pete Crow Armstrong for 60 games of Javi Baez, and the guy's a top five MVP candidate. Like that's a huge mistake.
I'm not saying get rid of Painter or Aiden Miller. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying whatever you got to do to figure out to get talent on this team to contend, they got to do that. Because what I'm saying, Bryce Harper could fall off a cliff next year. But we don't know that. We don't know what Kyle Schwarber going to look like. I mean, he's looking great right now, but it's a contract year. You don't know what he's going to look like once we pay him. I'm trying to win the World Series right now. I want another pennant. I want that right now. I don't have time to wait for 4 or 5 years down the road, maybe this. Trey Turner, everybody tell me Trey Turner great. You was arguing with me the other day. He's great, right? So he's talent, right? Let's build around him. Okay, so that's what I need. I need you to stop worrying about beating the camera because we know you're going to beat him.
I'm not worried about that.
No, because it's in your head because you don't come on the show with the same kind of vibrato that you normally have. I see a little timid with you. I see a little bit of not a lot of, force that you normally have, and I don't like it. I get it with the Phillies. You want to be Mr. Softy and all that. Man, forget all that. We trying to win a World Series and bring it back. And on my top 11, I'm going to say this. I agree with Elliot. I would not be mad if people put Saquon number one. What Saquon had, the past year, you can't debate it. I mean, Saquon Barkley should have been the MVP of the NFL. They robbed him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm going to bring up my Ike point. If he would have played week 17, probably would have been the MVP. You know what I'm saying? Because he would have broke the record. So I wouldn't mind putting him number one. And me, I got hurt number one in my top 11.
Oh, hit the breaking news sounder.
You know what I'm
hit
saying?
Hit the breaking
and
news.
And I got Saquon number two. I might only have two Phillies in my top 11.
Wow, that's fair.
Schwarber and Harper. That might be it.
Wheeler has to be on there.
So I got three. Yeah. I got Wheeler, so I got three. So. And Cooper DeJean, Ike was right. Cooper DeJean, if you vote, most people are going to put Cooper over Quinion. So there's that. And give my boy Nolan Smith some love, too. Nolan Smith, hey. All right.
Yeah, that's true. We got to draw a line somewhere.
Throw
I told you to put 11.
What about N'Kobe Dean? What about N'Kobe Dean?
11 sacks. He had 11 sacks his last 8 games. Let that see. If I told you a player had 11 sacks their last 8 games, what would you tell me?
That's pretty damn good.
If I told you a player had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl, wouldn't you say that person should be MVP?
He got paid, didn't he?
All right. Hey, Corey, do you have a famous breakup for us?
Hey, the famous breakup is the GOAT, baby. Belichick and Brady.
Yeah. Oh, that is a good breakup. That is a good breakup.
Well, it's not even the ugliest one. I mean, him and Kraft might be uglier.
Pretty ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that Kraft didn't mention – the fact that Belichick didn't mention Kraft in his book at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty ugly.
Well, was something – didn't Kraft do something first?
Well, Kraft, I think Kraft started the whole thing.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he sabotaged him to the other teams around the league, I believe.
Right, remember we heard that too.
I don't remember hearing that. Was that out there?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, like I think he called
like
the Falcons.
Bad mouthing. Yeah,
dude, ego will destroy you, man. Like that is truly two guys who do not want to give any credit to what happened for what happened there to the other person.
Yep.
Like Robert Kraft deserves credit.
Some.
He's the owner. Jeffrey Lurie deserves credit.
Yeah, but Lurie, Kraft's cheap. I mean, Lurie spends a lot of money.
Well, he's the guy that has him. I'm just saying. Yeah. I'm saying if I was Bill Belichick, I would be okay with the owner getting some credit of what happened.
Yeah, but unless the owner starts thinking he's like way more important than he is,
right? And that's the ego thing.
Yes.
And Kraft's just pissed me off with this whole like trying to get in the Hall of Fame thing. Like he's campaigning for it.
Well, he should be in the Hall of Fame.
Of course he should be. But like to campaign for it every year and then get upset when he don't get it. Like relax.
Well, because he saw Jerry do that.
That's whatever. Don't be. Do you want to be Jerry Jones?
I agree.
Robert Kraft just bossed me. He bossed.
Well, and he stopped in Miami.
Before the AFC Championship
strip mall,
game. Well, he's,
it's probably cheaper than whatever General Hudson's going to cost Bill Belichick.
The Bills is lasting longer.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Better value.
Yes.
Sure. But that's why this show works, though. I mean, you just talk about no egos. You check the ego at the door.
Yeah, it's three guys whose names are in a specific order.
Yep.
Yep.
Rank of importance.
Yep. 215-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-5-
here.
Yeah, Eagle.
Every day part.
Every show at Eagles.
Every day Eagles. 215-592-9494. Do you think the Phillies should invest in this team at the deadline?
Yes.
Next question. I agree with you, sir. Not a prospect hugger like this baby over here.
Aiden Miller.
Next question today is give us a famous breakup. Coming up next, Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties, always better at Chickies. Book yours at chickiesandpete's.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games, always better with crab fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com. Your official sports bar of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is Joel Embiid still a top 11 athlete in the city of Philadelphia? Ike, what do you think the poll results on that are?
Yes.
What do you think the number is?
I would say, let's go 73%.
How about 67.3% no?
Unbelievable. How the mighty have fallen.
Now I'm gonna
short memories.
I'm going to say this. Yeah. I said yes, anticipating that it was going to be no.
Oh, really?
Yes, I did. Just only because I know people are they're in the moment right now, so it's like what they feel right now.
Yes.
And right now they're like, no, I can name 11 other athletes in the city.
Name 11 Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
I wonder if he's going to be in the top 11. He will be in my top 11, but I wonder if he is going to be in the listener vote top 11.
Man, I don't think so.
It's a tough year.
It's been a tough year.
It has been a tough year for all of us. For all of us. Speaking of tough year, this guy never has a tough year because he's always right. He is the most famous and accurate meteorologist in America, Tornado Shapiro. Tornado!
Yeah, you're coming along, hey, fella. I can't wait to hear my music. Nelly put out a mandate today. It's getting hot in here, so take off all your clothes. Let's get this party started. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Here the city's got a bounce back. Here we come, Steel City. From Manti Brothers, clean the sheets, convenience store. You gotta have a Wawa. Cloudy tonight in Pittsburgh, low of 70, 50, 50 chance of showers.
There it
and
is.
You can book that.
Wow.
Low-level clouds could affect. Trey Turner throws the first base. He throws it in the clouds just about every ballpark. You know, it's been a challenge for Turner to catch anything. He even dropped his car insurance this morning.
Rim shot.
It was a 6-1 ball game.
This is a bullpen game for the Phillies. Reminds me of when I worked at Pittsburgh, WWPTS, the Pits, with a weather girl by the name of Low Pressure Lucy, a.k.a. Lou Can Do. Everybody got an inning in the third with Lucy. She doubled her ERA, she set the table, and then cleared the bases. She towed the rubber and grabbed the rosin bag. She went straight through the lineup twice. And you think Lizardo is taking a drilling.
Okay.
Come on.
Oh, no.
Man.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yikes.
We had a reunion of that event last year. She didn't remember anyone. She couldn't tell the top of the fourth from the bottom of the seventh. Hello? Low Pressure Lucy, I gotta tell you, I was having so much fun with her. I was seriously afraid I was gonna tear my urethra.
Okay.
But unlike Jack Fritzy, I never once thought of quitting. No,
me either.
You gotta push on. Ah, the Steel City. We hung out at a place called the Camel Toe. They served Turkish food.
Yep,
you can also
makes
get
sense.
Frog legs and pig's feet. One night it was me, Ike, Troy, Palamalo, Kenta Kelvey, and Paul Skeen's dad. All of a sudden, Skeen's dad is choking on frog's legs. Kelvey comes in from the side to help. But it was Troy Palamalo speared him from behind, hit him so hard he spits the frog's leg out, lands on a French lady's foot, rolls all the way down to her toe, and we're back to square one. Here we go. Tonight in Philly, it'll stay hot but clear. Saturday, cooler, 50-50 shot of rain. You can book that as well. The nostalgic trip to Pittsburgh. One time we had a game at Three Rivers.
Three Rivers Stadium, I assume.
No, the Three River Sisters. You see, Shady and Eleanor. I'll tell you, one night it was me, Ike, the three sisters, Mikhail Franco and Andrew McCutcheon. We called him Uncle Larry. Uncle Larry brought sandwiches from Permane Brothers. Franco brought Schmitters from McNally's. The River Sisters were giving Ike a hard time because he didn't want French fries on his sandwich. After a little Ike juice, the River Sisters turned into wet and wild rivers. Hello. We had a time of it, but I had instant regret mixing the Ike juice with the Permane Brothers. I should have taken a Schmitter.
I don't want to know what any of that means, actually.
Most of the weekend, wet and warm, just like the River Sisters.
Okay.
50%. 50% chance of moisture over the Luke Bryan concert in Camden. Last time I saw a concert in Camden, it was me, Ike, Terry Ruggles, Beasley Reese, and Paul Jelibet. Four beautiful girls from Cherry Hill fell on our lap. We had a sure thing, but Jolly screwed it up for all of us. He starts debating New Jersey versus Pennsylvania, screaming at the girls, Jersey people can't be real furry sportsmen. Security comes over. He got us all kicked out of the concert. We crossed the bridge alone that night, thanks to Jolly.
Oh,
hat in hand, among other things. Some good news. JT Romuto's groin is better. He should be in the lineup tonight. And if he is, he'll start the game with a 3-0 count.
What does that mean?
Well, one ball is the size of two. Come on.
Okay.
I won't be able to enjoy the games. I'm working all weekend. I sell real estate part-time. You know that.
Yeah, you told us that a few months ago.
Yeah, I got them showing this weekend. I got a mid-century modern with great curb appeal, and the landscape is impeccable. Okay. But she wants to sell her house in the Strawberry Mansion section of Philly. The house is a spacious 4 bedrooms, and the view of her backyard is spectacular. I'm hoping for an open house this weekend. Come on.
All right. What's it going to be like for the Phillies game?
Pittsburgh, cool, rainy, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There it is, the most accurate forecast in the country. You can't get this from anyone except Tornado Shapiro. Play the outro music.
There's no outro music again. Now, the only thing I want to know is why was Paul Skeen's dad in Pittsburgh 25 years ago?
He knew.
Yeah.
He knew.
He had an idea.
Paul Skeen's not like... Only in Pittsburgh.
No.
Right.
Yeah. And what were you doing there, Ike?
I don't know.
You're at all those things.
I seem to be at every one of these events.
215-592-9494. Should the Phillies reinvest in this team at the trade deadline?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And Bam in Upper Darby, you're on WIP. What's up, Bam?
Hello, Spike. What's going on? How you doing?
What's up, Bam?
Not much, man. Before I get my point push started... Hey, Fritz, I contact my local T-shirt place, right? I got a shirt printed for you, bro. I'm going to send you a shirt that says Team Fritz.
All right.
I like that.
How are the tattoos of Ike and Hugh coming along?
They're pretty good. It's good. I got one more to add on it. The Hartford tattoo.
Fanatic.
Philly Fanatic.
Oh, yeah. That'd be a good one. How about if? Yeah. Go ahead.
Real quick.
Yeah.
Before I get to my point, right?
Yeah.
I want to make this a public service announcement on your show. I am officially known as Herb from the Northeast's long-lost son.
Uh-oh.
Well, what does that mean?
Do you think that's true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. My, wow. My friends are like, yeah, she called and tell Spike that.
Well, you know, Herb gets around. He's had a lot of lady friends.
Wow.
It's possible, I assume.
Yeah.
About how old a guy are you, Bam?
I'm 40.
Oh, yeah. You could be Herb's son.
Yeah, Herb just turned 70.
Herb's 70. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Looks not bad for 70. Yeah. I mean, I know it's like not great, but yeah. It's also for – that's not bad.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, shout out to my bus driver, too, to fellas.
All right.
Larry the bus driver.
Oh, okay. That was my bus driver when I grew up.
What about the Phils, Bam?
The Phils, right?
Yeah.
I think we should invest at the deadline, man.
Yes,
I
really sir.
I agree with you, Spike. We need to invest. Man, this Jordan Romano guy, he's throwing too many meatballs, man.
Right.
And I got a breakup for you guys, too.
Okay. Right. What's your famous breakup, man?
All right. Bow Wow's here. He's with Russell Wilson right now.
Was Bow Wow with Sierra?
No, that was Future.
Yeah.
No, Bow Wow was with Sierra, too.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
How about that? Thanks, Bam. Yeah. That's a good one.
Was
I didn't
like,
know that.
Right after Like Mike? Bow Wow or a little bit later Bow Wow?
That might have been after Like Mike. Yeah, they did a song together.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, how
like
about
you,
that?
I think it's called Like You. That's a good song.
215-592-9494.
I got no Bow Wow. Speaking of Tornado real quick.
Yeah.
I need him to keep working in Jolly impressions.
Yes.
If you could work a Jolly impression into
that
it.
That came out of nowhere.
It was great.
Yeah.
Very in on it.
Yeah.
Very
I'm in on it as well. You know what else I'm in on, Jack?
National Appliance Warehouse.
There it is.
Listen. You don't have to. First off, you should trade all of your other appliance stores for National Appliance Warehouse.
You only need the one in Wilmington or Middletown.
And we've talked about whether or not the baseball team is great. You know that National Appliance Warehouse is great.
Absolutely.
We talk about National Appliance Warehouse all the time. And if you haven't experienced what we've talked about, what are you waiting for? The Memorial Day Mega Sale been extended. So
yes.
We always talk about the great savings events they have going on at National Appliance Warehouse. Get down there this weekend. You know it's grilling season. It's grilling season,
it's
Spike.
It's grilling season for most people.
Now, it's been not for you. Well you sometimes
know,
for you.
Here's the thing about a grill. Even though I'm not a big grillsman,
sure.
You like having a great grill.
You
got to
have a grill.
You got to have a grill.
It's like a piano. You
yes.
Know? Like
well,
some places have some.
I would say it's more necessary than a piano.
I would say it's much more necessary than a piano.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's just for show. And you got to make sure that the grill is there from that standpoint. They have every major grill brand you could possibly need at National Appliance Warehouse. It's in the 80s. It's grilling weather. So make sure you get down there today. And when you go, listen, we always talk about great prices, obviously, and taxes. Being in tax-free Delaware helps. There's also Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. So you're getting the right price.
Boom.
And on top of that, of course, a great environment. Great culture. We always talk about the sports teams. They have a great culture at National Appliance Warehouse. Smart, knowledgeable, and there to take care of you. Plus, installation delivery. They do it all. So go to nationalappliancewarehouse.com or visit their showrooms in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Tell them Fritz sent you. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy. You're on WIP. What's up, Chuck?
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
What's up, Chuck?
I agree.
What up, Chuck?
What's going on, brother? Hey, Jack, listen, go get your wrestling men back.
My what?
Your wrestling men back. Let me explain to you what that means, right? Years ago, when I was a young chuck from out there, me and my mother lived in South Philly, right? So I had this bully, you know, used to take my wrestling men, right? So I tried to get in the house, and I couldn't get in the house because my mother told me if I came in the house with my wrestling men, she was going to light me up. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to go back outside and fight this boy and get my wrestling men back. And she created a monster. When she did that. You understand what I'm saying? Because it was like a gift and a curse. But what I'm trying to say to you is this, right? Jody Cameron didn't chase you home now, Jack. You're not allowed back into this house unless you go get your wrestling man back. You understand?
Right.
And what that means is you got to kick Jody Cameron's ass for what he's been talking. You hear me?
And I plan on it.
I've been listening. So you need to go get your wrestling man back, and then you're allowed back into this house. You hear what I'm saying to you? Because he's been talking real heavy, Jack.
He has been.
Boban. You know, very disrespectful, man.
Very disrespectful. Man.
Can I just say the Boban thing gets increasingly funny to me every time I hear it.
Because he's not funny. Like, that's the thing about the camera.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, Chuck. Jack can't just beat the camera.
Yeah.
He's got to clobber the camera.
Well, and
that's
I was...
That's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah.
I mean, it got to be like, you know, when I did that to that boy, I had to do that. Because my mother, she, you know, motherfuckers vicious, man. You know what I mean? And, you know, mom's vicious back then. You understand what I'm saying? So I had to go back there, and I really took a fire to him, and I had to take it out on him. What I'm trying to say to you, Jack, you got to humiliate this dude.
Because I plan on it.
Talking, it's not even a bit anymore. The way he's talking is like, you know, Jack really is a sucker.
Yeah, I know. Well, I think it's jumped the bit, frankly. I think it's actually gone too far.
It's personal now.
From a bit. It's turned personal, which is very disappointing. I wanted this to be a friendly competition, but guess what? It's no longer going to be a friendly competition. I'm prepared to go as far as say for our baseball competition, I don't even want outfielders.
You don't even think he's going to put the ball into play.
I don't want outfielders. I don't need outfielders.
Wow.
Just infielders.
By the way, the Ridley wiffle ball team has volunteered to be your infield,
yeah,
if you would like.
I've gotten a lot of texts from people who are ready to volunteer, including someone's brother who ruined the Phillies World Series in 2022. So I've got a lot of people in my corner ready to, you know, come for arms.
Okay.
All right, well, listen, let me say this, right, before y'all let me go.
Yeah.
You know, whoever voted Joel Embiid, you know, on this list at number one, get you out Joel Embiid number one.
No, that's not what we were saying. It was last year he was number one-ish.
Oh, last year. Okay.
Last year.
I came in, okay, because I was about to have a – come on, man.
No, it was last year.
Disgusting.
It was last year.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, because it's 11 Eagles that's better than Joel Embiid right now. But that's neither here nor there. Listen, what I want to say to you, Ike, why did you get off of the wagon I was on, man?
Which one?
Why did you get off? The Phillies stink. Okay, you should have stayed where I was at, man. You know, and I want them to be good, but they not no good. Ike, you know that. And they just bring up all the young guys. You know what I mean? And
you ready to throw the towel in on the season?
Hey, listen, Ike, I call a spade when I look at them, man. I tell you, Bryce is the only, you know, Bryce, Zach Wheeler, and Ranger. Trey Turner stinks.
Come on, man.
He can't play defense, man.
Most hits in the National League.
Listen, let me say this. Offensively, he's okay. Okay,
right.
But defensively, you know, see, Jimmy Rollins was the greatest because, you know, see, he was the greatest, one of the greatest players ever because he played defense and offense.
Sure.
You know,
you gotta
have both. You understand what I'm saying?
Offense fell off.
Yeah, but he still was a tremendous offensive player in his prime. You can't just do one thing good and say that you're great. And he don't even do that good. You know what I mean? Trey Turner stinks, okay? And I tell you, they need to bring up Aiden Miller. They need to bring up Painter. They need to bring up Crawford. All these young guys, because the Mets, I tell you, we got about 12 games left on the schedule against the Mets. And they ain't look, I tell you, those guys, you know, we can't beat the Mets. Let's just call a spade, not with this core. Now, you bring up those young guys, they might have some fire in them. You know what I mean? And that's what you got to do. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. You know, the GM needs to start doing his job. And that's getting these young guys up. What are you waiting for, man? I just want to know, what are they waiting for? I want to see Painter throw 98. You know, I want to see Justin Crawford hit 300 up here in the pros. Mm. You know what I mean?
Well.
I've been watching these young guys play.
When?
You know, look at double A. Bring them up. Where are you going, man?
Right, trying to win a World Series this year.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's another thing. Spike, all I hear you do is want to give up. You want to mortgage the future every time when it comes to the Sixers. Oh, let's build around Joel. We give up the third pick and just build around the whole Joel Embiid. When it comes to the Phillies, let's give up those young guys so we can bring who in with this core who shows you they couldn't win no way. I'm giving them these future guys. I'm sorry. This core is going to die, and they're not going to die with these young guys with them. I'm sorry. That's just me. I want these young guys here because it shows that we at least have a future if this core don't get it done.
You know, for a team that you say stinks, they win an awful lot of baseball games.
They beat tomato cans. It's baseball, Spike. You know that? They got a lot of games.
Yeah,
to
it's
play.
Baseball, and all the teams play games, and not all the teams win 90 plus games. Like
we're not talking. All the teams are talked about being a World Series contender. This team is talked about being a World Series contender.
Do we need Jolly in here to remind you that wins don't matter?
Oh yeah, sorry, wins don't matter.
That's just stupid. Period. Stupid.
Okay, I'm gonna strangle you, Justin.
I'm in on this.
We're not talking about, you know, the Florida Marlins. We're talking about the Phillies. They're World Series contender, right? So we judge them accordingly. These guys win against tomato cans. Any good teams that they play, they're not going to be able to beat them. Because, number one, I tell you right now, the hitting is inconsistent.
So okay? When they won two out of three against the Cubs or two out of three against the Dodgers, like none of that matters.
Guardians.
How long ago was that?
It was this season.
A month ago.
The beginning of the year felt like a century ago, man. Come on.
All right.
They do against the Mets.
Chuck, the Mets? They lost three games to the Mets. Yes.
The Mets tear them up every time. I just can't get over that, Spike. I'm sorry. Right. I want to be.
You're a big Mets fan. You're a big Mets fan. I get it.
Let's go Mets. Can you say let's go Mets at the end of your call?
No. I'm a Philly fan. You know, They just let him down, man. You know what I mean?
Turner's doing his job. Schwarber's doing his job.
Schwarber is okay, but he's a DH. Yeah. You know? He's a DH.
Chuck,
he can't play an outfield. He can't do nothing else but hit.
Wow.
You know what I mean? We need more.
Neither can Ohtani.
Like young guys coming up, man. Like Crawford. I want to see Crawford come up here. But listen, I'm going to give you a breakup, right?
Yeah, give us your famous breakup.
All right, I'm going to go with the GOAT and Pippen.
Oh, there you go.
Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
I thought he was talking about Whitney Houston.
Yeah, that was not a breakup.
It wasn't a breakup. Jordan retired.
Yeah.
And it didn't get ugly really until recently.
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't a breakup.
As everybody after they watched the Last Dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I saw something with Scotty. Scotty said he still would have won six if he was on the Hawks with, what's his face?
Dominique.
Oh, really?
And Jordan maybe would have had three.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
That's it?
Without him.
So, speaking of top 11... I think one crucial question is what sort of effect the Super Bowl is going to have on this list, and do we have to make sure it does not have an outsized effect on this list?
But how could it not?
Well, it matters. I don't think it doesn't matter, but we are determining the top 11 players in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And, like, I just do think there's a – I'm not discounting the Super Bowl at all. But there is going to be like a lift to players who wouldn't normally make it. You mentioned Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
If the Eagles don't win the Super Bowl, Cooper DeJean has no chance of making the top 11. I don't think.
Yeah, he has a chance.
If the Eagles didn't win the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
You don't
think so?
I don't think so.
Did you miss the Cooper craze last year?
He was the best cornerback in the league, according to PFF.
Like, did you miss the Cooper craze last year?
Top 11, though? If they don't win the Super Bowl?
Well, I think...
They love this dude. From a fan's perspective, yes, he would be voted on. Maybe 11. He may be 11, but I think he would make the top 11.
I think it would affect, like, the linemen. The Cam Jurgens, I don't think...
Right. It's linemen that would make... Like, honestly, you don't think Cooper DeJean is one of the top 11 athletes in this city right now?
As far as, like, player on the field?
Yes!
Okay. Here, just off the top of my head, I'm going to say... that I would have Saquon over him,
okay,
just Eagles.
Yeah.
Saquon over him, Jalen over him, mm-hmm. Both Jalens over him.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say I'm going to
both wide receivers.
Both wide receivers, so that's five.
Yep.
Whatever offensive, I'll say one offensive line slot, so that's six. Quinyon, I would have over him, seven.
See, I don't know how you have Quinyon over him. I like Quinyon. Quinyon didn't catch an interception until, the second playoff game.
That was CJ Gigi's fault.
I'm just saying. Cooper was making fourth down stops. He had to stop on Big Boy in Baltimore.
He had
the big play.
Derrick Henry.
He had the big play in Cincinnati against Jamar Chase.
Okay, so let okay.
He's a more versatile player, and he's a punt returner.
Okay, so put Quinyon to the side.
He was not good as a punter.
Oh, he had some good returns back there.
He made me nervous.
Bring me that covey.
It makes everybody being nervous back there as a punt return.
Okay, so let's take Quinyon off. And that's six Eagles so far.
Okay.
I don't think I forgot any Eagles.
Did you get Zach in there?
Bon?
Yeah, Zach Bon.
Bon should be over.
Yeah.
And for me,
so
he would be
seven.
Over DeJean.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Okay, so
that's why I said.
So that's seven.
All right.
Okay, so that's seven just Eagles.
Yes.
Zach Wheeler's over him. Bryce Harper's over him.
Okay.
So that's nine. Kyle Schwarber's over him.
Okay.
That's 10.
Well, then you have to do one of the Sixers if you
Embiid.
Want.
I'm going to tell you, Embiid's not making my list.
Really?
Yeah. Why, a guy played 20 games. Why would he be on this list?
And it's not like you were an impactful 20 games either.
Exactly. They weren't even.
Because we know who he is.
I agree. And when he
who
plays,
he was.
When he
was.
Plays again, he can get back on the list. You know how they do the top 100?
Yeah.
Like, that changes. That changes year to year.
Yeah, Wentz was too.
Because it's based off of how you played the year before.
I think it's because this top 11 week's going to break Spike. Like,
I think you're going to be surprised by how many people don't have Embiid on their list.
No, I won't be surprised at all. Okay, I'm just going to lose my mind over it.
Dude, when bring Jolly back.
You might not get a sixer.
Jolly had him as number one.
Want to go? Let's go. Let's go.
Would you agree with me?
Settle down, Justin.
Would you agree with me? This was the worst sixer season
of my life.
So why would any sixer be on the list?
Well, because if
resume and pedigree, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, if the Phillies like had a 170 games and Zach Wheeler was still Zach Wheeler would be on the list.
Sure, because he would have pitched.
Right. Well, that's fair. Yeah, that part's fair. Sure.
Pitch.
Coming up next.
Looking forward to it.
You'll be able to vote next week. The High Hopes Jackie Baseball
Keep
Report
my
is next.
Exciting White off the team. Are you kidding me? Oh, you're lucky I didn't bring Reed with him.
Yeah, oh, man.
All right. Yeah. Relax.
Yep. What about N'Kobe Dean?
This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike Spike and Fritz.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.